For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can ask experts for advice and get a lot of information. They do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. And another reminder, contact IQYOUHealth.com. This is Village Green's resource for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via lab findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. The term they use is epibiogenetics, and the information provided is a blueprint of your current health issues and predispositions. Findings and recommendations can be shared with your health care providers. That's IQYOUHealth.com. Now, this is a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And today, I'm proud to announce that we have Randy Hartnell, who is the founder of Vital Choice Wild Seafood and Organics, and our subject is the benefits of sustainable seafood. This is an important subject. I want to tell you a little bit about Randy. He is, as I said, the founder of VitalChoice.com. It's the leading online seafood company he and his wife Carla founded in 2001. He loves to share his knowledge about the many remarkable benefits of safe, sustainable seafood and providing his customers with reliable access to the very best of the seafood. Prior to founding Vital Choice, Randy spent more than 20 years as an Alaskan commercial fisherman. He has a degree in English Lit from UC Berkeley. His first book, The Seafood Prescription, Live a Healthier, Happier, Longer Life with Nature's Perfect Food, is due out in 2020. He and Carla reside in the Pacific Northwest. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Thank you, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, but let's talk about being an Alaskan fisherman. I think that's wonderful. Tell us how you did that, and obviously that got you interested in the subject we're talking about.
Yes. Long ago when I was in school, I needed a good summer job to help pay my way through college, and made my way up to Alaska, got a job on a fishing boat, and it turned out that it was pretty good living. It was really physical. There were a lot of things about it I really loved, and my plan was to go on to grad school after I got my degree, but over those summers while I was in school, I fell in love with fishing, and basically I graduated with my English degree and became a literate fisherman. I bought my own boat and essentially made a living full-time as a fisherman for about 20 years, and I really loved it. It's a pretty unique way to make a living. You know, it's one of the last hunter-gatherer occupations, and there's something primal about it. And you're out in nature. It's very physical. So I really loved that for a long time and learned a lot about the seafood industry over the course of those years.
And that's what you're sharing with us today. How did you come to start Vital Choice?
Well, I think it was back in the end of the 1990s, farm salmon started exploding on world markets. And we had this beautiful wild salmon. It was incredibly sustainable and still is, of course. But we were a little bit arrogant. We thought, well, there's no way people would prefer farm salmon, this factory farm grain-fed alternative over our wild salmon, but we were wrong. You know, it was cheaper, it was a lot more widely available, and almost overnight it seemed all the grocery stores, all the restaurants basically switched over to farm salmon. It had a lot of advantages. Logistically, it was available around year-round. It was cosmetically perfect. You know, every piece looked the same. And the biggest thing was consumers really didn't know the difference between one kind of salmon and another. And so, to make a long story short, our prices collapsed, and we couldn't make a living. I got to the end of, I think, the 2001 season, and we'd caught a lot of fish, but I couldn't couldn't make enough. They weren't worth enough to pay my bills, pay my crew, and I knew I had to find something else. Not only me, but thousands of other fishermen who had relied upon this industry for their living. So that eventually, it was quite a blow, but it eventually turned out okay. I realized there were people out there who understood the difference and they wanted wild salmon. They just didn't know where to find it. And so Vital Choice was my solution for that.
And I like the name, Vital Choice. I think that's clever, and it tells a lot about what your company is doing. Talk to us a little bit about the contaminants, and I know we may take several segments to get thoroughly into this, but mercury, of course, is the main issue that people are worried about with regard to seafood. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, a couple of things. When I started Vital Choice, it was a direct-to-consumer company. So we were shipping directly to our customers, and still are, not as opposed to into grocery stores and restaurants. And so when people had questions, they came back at us, principally me, and wanted answers to these and other questions. But far and away, the most common question was, what about the contaminants? So because there is a lot of headlines out there, you know, fear sells, and so the media, you know, would promote the contaminant issue, and so I really didn't know how to answer these questions. So we started a testing program where we would send our fish off to labs and get it tested, and that was quite an educational process. Basically, I learned a few things. The one thing I learned was mercury is really a function of the particular fish. How old it is, how big it is, where it is on the food chain, where it's harvested. And so we gravitated toward the smaller, shorter-lived fish, which are known to be the cleanest. So, for instance, a salmon will only live for 4 years, as opposed to a bluefin tuna that could live 40 years. A salmon will only grow to 5, maybe 10 pounds, versus a bluefin tuna that could grow to 800 pounds. And But more importantly than that, over the years, we've been doing this for going on 18 years now, and I realize there's a lot of bias out there. A lot of people, you know, believe what they want to believe, and so I sort of went to the science. I sought out scientists for the most credible answers and the most credible studies, and really what I learned is this is a problem that's fairly unique to the United States. And for instance, in Japan, people don't worry about methylmercury, right? The pregnant women eat fish every day, sometimes multiple times a day. They have some of the healthiest people. They have the lowest infant mortality, the longest lifespan, and they're eating fish that has the same amount of trace levels of mercury as anything. And so the bottom line was that the science supports. In fact, there was just a big study coming out that came out recently showing that the benefits of eating seafood are just vastly outweigh the risks. In fact, the risks are really hypothetical. There is not a lot of solid science pointing to methylmercury as a risk, unless you're eating, you know, like I said, the big predatory fish, the ones that are extremely high in methylmercury, the marine mammals, and so on and so forth. So,
the big old fish.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, but, well, this recent study that came out was done in support of the new dietary guidelines that are due out in 2020. And they wanted to know how much fish should we be recommending in the next dietary guideline advisory. And so they commissioned, I think, close to 20 scientists these guys weren't paid, men and women weren't paid, and a lot of them, I've come to know over the years. So they looked at 44 studies, most recent, most credible 44 studies. They threw out the ones that they didn't think were the strongest, so I think they came up with 24 that these are solid, credible studies. And the takeaway was, and they're looking especially at the most vulnerable populations, so pregnant women and their offspring. These couple of dozen studies represented 102,000 mother-infant pairs. And essentially what they found was that the moms who ate seafood while they were pregnant had kids with an IQ up to 9.5 IQ points, an average of about 8 IQ points higher than the moms, than the kids born to moms that didn't eat seafood. So basically, yes. up to 100 ounces a week, they found no adverse effect on the children. But that's pretty solid science. Just came out recently, and it really falls in line with everything I've experienced over the last many years of looking at this. So basically, a long-winded way of saying that mercury is really not an issue in most seafood. Just stay away from the big, the big billfish. Not many people are eating marine mammals in this country.
Yes. Well, that's interesting. I have seen studies that document exactly what you said, that the benefits outweigh the risks, and the risks are lower when you're staying in the safer choices. That's what I'm hearing you say.
That's right.
And we have seen other studies that indicate that mothers who eat seafood have children with higher IQs, and that's what this most recent study indicated. I find it interesting that up to 100 ounces a week.
That surprised me as well.
That's amazing. So that's good, and we're going to keep talking about this subject in the next segment. If you've just joined us, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we're having an interesting conversation with Randy Hartnell about Vital Choice, wild seafood, and organics. And we're talking about the subject of benefits of sustainable seafood. We'll carry this conversation on in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be back after this brief break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415. West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. I want to remind you about Village Green being your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, today we're talking with Randy Hartnell, and he is the founder and CEO of Vital Choice Wild Seafood and Organics. Our subject is the benefits of sustainable seafood, and we talked about choosing younger, smaller fish for avoiding the contaminants that one would get in the big old fish. And I think most people are aware of that now, I think, through education. But let's talk about sustainable and how that's done and why it's so important.
Yes, happy to address that. I think more and more people are conscious about sustainability and sustainable seafood. A lot of people see these headlines that we're fishing out our oceans, the oceans are going to be empty in a few years. And actually, over the last 10 years, there's been quite a focus on ocean sustainability. There presently, at last count, there were over 30 NGOs focused on promoting sustainable seafood. Probably the gold standard among those is an organization called the Marine Stewardship Council. Your listeners can learn more about that at msc.org. But basically what they have done is what they will do is they'll go out and they'll certify fisheries that are well managed, carefully. The fish are caught according to a really tight management regime. And they just keep coming back. There's no better example of that than Alaska, which is I'm familiar with because I spent 20 years up there basically catching fish under their management system. One interesting thing about Alaska is they pursued statehood in part to take control of their fisheries back from the federal government, which was totally mismanaging them. And they wrote right into their constitution that all their fisheries would be managed on a sustainable yield basis. And by fisheries, I mean the salmon fisheries, the halibut, black cod, all the different types of species that they have up there. And I was focused on the sockeye salmon. And there were five rivers in the area that I fished. And each one of those rivers had a biologist that was in charge of making sure that he or she got the number of fish up that river every season to ensure the sustainability of the run. And the market demand had no impact on how many fish we were allowed to catch. It was all about the biologist allowing the number of fish to go up the river that they needed to spawn. So the river that I normally fished, they had calculated they needed 2 million fish to go up that river. They couldn't accommodate more. There's only so much spawning habitat. And so they would just monitor the salmon coming back, and it wasn't until they were sure they were going to get their what they call escapement that they would let the fishermen go and catch the surplus. One year I was up there, the river I was in had 20 million salmon come back. So that was a harvestable surplus of 18 million. And that was exceptional, but that applies to all the rivers and all the fisheries. They establish the biomass, they figure out how much they need to maintain the biomass, and then they'll let the fishermen catch the balance. And it's really remarkable. The last 2 years in Bristol Bay, which is the biggest wild sockeye salmon run in the world, they've had record returns. So in spite of all the doom and gloom we see out there, you don't really see that many headlines about 60 million sockeye salmon coming back to this one region in Alaska. And these are some of the healthiest, most natural and sustainable foods on the planet. So it's really a good news story. And actually, this is happening around the world because as more and more consumers look for sustainable seafood, whether they're certified by the MSC or some other organization, that puts pressure on the fishermen and the fishery managers to make sure that they're harvesting, they're managing the fishery properly. And maybe the best example of this is McDonald's. We don't think of McDonald's as a source of health food, but they sell hundreds of millions of these fish sandwiches. And a few years ago, they decided they're only going to source sustainable seafood for their fish sandwiches. So they went and Alaska has a pollock fishery. It's a whitefish related to a cod. And it's one of the biggest fisheries in the world. It's MSC certified. And if you go into a McDonald's and buy a fish sandwich, that's what you're sourcing.
Wow.
And that puts a lot of pressure on the alternative, the people that aren't doing it the right way, the bad actors out there. All of a sudden, they can't sell their fish. And that's happening all around the world. So a lot of fisheries are stabilizing. A lot of fisheries are bouncing back. There are still a lot of problems. You know, there's still room for improvement, of course. And then there's the whole environmental, all the environmental issues about the condition of our oceans. We definitely need to take better care of them. But anyway, sustainability basically means when it comes to seafood that those particular fisheries are being carefully managed, not overfished, and to ensure that we'll have those fisheries around for our kids and our grandkids.
Are there certain species right now that are of major concern for overfishing?
You know, the East Coast cod, I think, is still not bounced back. You know, we focus pretty much exclusively in our own company. We only source the MSC-certified species. Now, one example, you may have heard of Chilean sea bass.
Yes.
It also, it's sort of a marketing name that was given to a fish called the Patagonian toothfish, which is not a very marketable, appealing name. But anyway, these Patagonian toothfish are a deep, cold water fish caught in the Antarctic and southern South America. And they're just incredibly rich and it's really wonderful fish. And those were popular on menus. People love the Chilean sea bass and pay top dollar for it, which created a black market, created a lot of illegal fishing, and they became overfished. And so most of the time, if you look at your seafood sustainability guide, seafood wallet cards, or if you go to the various environment organizations that recommend certain types of fish as being more sustainable than others, you usually would find that these Chilean sea bass in the red avoid column. But as a result of this, the efforts of the MSC and the fishermen sort of adopting a more careful management system, those fish have bounced back. And so now there is an MSC certified Chilean sea bass. And we started carrying it here about 6 months ago. And it's just incredible. It's everybody's new favorite whitefish. It's definitely, more expensive, but for people that want it, and it's just hard to beat. And it's being carefully managed. So,
that is good news because
we're excited about that.
One of my favorite choices in seafood is the Chilean sea bass, and I frequent restaurants that are very conscious and conscientious
about it. You have good taste, Dana.
Expensive taste, I've been told.
Lots of those omega-3s, too.
So let's talk briefly about farmed versus wild salmon. And I know that's a lot to talk about, but we'll get started on the subject.
We could probably talk all day about that, but I'll just summarize by saying that, you know, wild salmon is one of the last truly wild, totally natural foods that we have on the planet. Something that's been around for millions of years that people have been eating forever. And it's just the antithesis of a processed factory farm product. Farmed salmon are, you know, the opposite. They're an industrially raised fish called salmon, but they're very different in many ways. They spend their life being fed artificial ingredients. Water is a medium that will transmit disease, so they're heavily medicated, lots of antibiotics. At one time, and in some areas, particularly those that are farmed in Chile, they were known as being using more antibiotics by pound, subjected more antibiotics by pound than any other livestock. So,
and the
one
taste,
thing I want to say is,
the taste is terrible. There's no taste. If you close your eyes, you have no idea.
I do want to say that it's not all the same, and I'm making generalizations, and I have taste in farmed salmon that was actually pretty good. There's some people that are trying to do it in a more sustainable way, trying to use more natural feeds. So, but 90 plus percent of it is pretty much your high production factory farm, where they're feeding them more and more grains these days, because, you know, like all of our other livestock, right, grains that are fed a lot of grains, it's because it's the cheapest thing you can feed them. And so it significantly influences the nutritional profile. Nutrient profile, wild salmon are one of the best sources of vitamin D. Farmed salmon don't have vitamin D to speak of or significant levels. They're also treated with a lot of pesticides and just a lot of reasons that it's cheaper than wild salmon. Just the same reason that, you know, feedlot beef or, you know, other livestock is cheaper than a free-range grass-fed version.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep up this conversation in the next segment. It's exciting. You're giving us a lot of good information. Folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're talking with Randy Hartnell, who's founder of Vital Choice Wild Seafood and Organics, and we're talking about the benefits of sustainable seafood, and the word in there to remember is sustainable. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Our guest today is Randy Hartnell, and he is founder and CEO of Vital Choice Wild Seafood and Organics. Our subject is the benefits of sustainable seafood, and we've talked about contaminants, avoiding the big old fish. The younger fish are better. The toxins can get in the fish going up the line. So we talked about smaller fish and as being healthier. And we also talked about farm fish and the problems with those. And I think what we should talk about now is seafood authenticity. How big a problem is seafood fraud, the bait and switch? And I'd like you to tell us about that, because many people may not be aware of this.
Well, that's a great question, because it is a very big problem. I first experienced this a few years ago. I was in New York with Dr. Andrew Weil, and we were going through the Fulton Fish Market. And we walked into one of the stalls, I think it was Slavin and Sons, and this is in November, so the wild salmon are not running in November. And I noticed on a pallet there were all these boxes that said wild king salmon on them, fresh wild king salmon. And so I turned to the fellow working in there, who I think was the grandson of the founder, and I said, "Where in the world are you getting all the fresh wild king salmon this time of year?" And he goes, "Well, that's farmed wild king salmon. Our customers don't want to pay for real wild king salmon." But the remarkable thing is there was no guilt, or, you know, it was just like, he said, "We sell, I can't remember what it was tens of thousands of pounds of that a week up and down the coast to restaurants." And so those boxes would arrive at restaurants and they'd say wild king salmon on the end, and they would be sold that way. And unfortunately, that was not, you know, that's not a unique or an unusual experience. That was many years ago. We actually wrote an article about that in our newsletter. And I wanted to mention to your community that we have a great science-based newsletter that has a lot of information about the things we're talking about and many other things at our website. If you go to vitalchoice.com, there's a tab that says Learn, and our newsletter archive is there. So read about this stuff to your heart's content. But anyway, we wrote an article about this experience, and I got a call from Marion Burroughs at the New York Times. She had read the article, and make a long story short, that led to a front page Sunday New York Times article about fish fraud. And they found that I think 70% of the salmon marked as wild in the supermarkets actually tested out as farmed. And I wish they'd say that had been fixed, but it hasn't. It continues. Just a year or two ago, there was a study in California that found one particular species of some kind of a whitefish was sold as dozens of different types of fish. So the takeaway is that, you know, most people don't know the difference. Once you cut up a fish, and especially if it's a white fish, salmon is pretty unique. You can tell if it's salmon, but you can't tell if it's wild or farmed. And so a lot of people will say it's wild, especially as more and more people understand the difference and more people are demanding wild, asking for wild. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone into restaurants and been told it was wild, but when it came, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Dana, it's got a flavor that kind of betrays.
That's right. That's right. I was eating at a restaurant and I said to my husband, this looks beautiful. I'm closing my eyes. I have no idea what I'm eating. This is not salmon as I know it. And that's been my second favorite seafood item is salmon.
Yeah, just a week or two ago, I was at a buffet at a meeting and they served salmon. And it was just so foul that I couldn't eat it. And it's such a shame. And unfortunately, the real shame of that is that a lot of people, they just don't understand the difference. So they'll taste that, it tastes bad, and they'll just decide, well, I'm not a fan of salmon. I'm not ordering salmon ever again. And whereas the wild salmon is just, it's just delicious. And, you know, the farm salmon, when you cook it, it can have an unpleasant odor versus over the last many years, we've gone out and done conferences and trade shows where we cooked our salmon in all kinds of venues, conference halls and hotel lobbies, and we have never once been asked to leave or shut down, never, because it actually attracts people because it smells so good. And,
yes.
But people think that, you know, it's going to smell fishy, and really when you have good quality fresh fish or fresh frozen fish, it's a pleasant.
Well, one of my grandsons at 6 years old was seeing that I always ordered salmon. And one day he said, Nana, if you're not going to eat all that, do you think I could taste it? And I was shocked because he had pretty particular tastes. And where I eat has local produce, grass-fed, pastured animals, etc. And that was it. From then on, salmon is his favorite thing to eat. And I was surprised because young ones aren't always open to new tastes, but I guess I enjoyed it so much he thought he might do.
That is, nothing makes me happier than to hear about kids eating seafood and salmon. In fact, our name, Dana, Vital Choice, came from a passage in a book that was talking about how incredibly vital these omega-3 fats in seafood are for, you know, pregnant nursing women, infants, children. It's just so important to their growing brains to get these healthy fats. And
that's
so
right.
I love those stories.
Yes, yes. Well, I always enjoy seafood, so I'm biased in that direction. Let's talk about fresh versus frozen seafood. What do you have to tell us about that?
That's another fantastic question, because there's this conventional wisdom out there, especially among chefs, that fresh is always superior to frozen, and nothing could be further from the truth. All really fresh means that it has never been frozen. It could have taken 10 days to get from the boat to your dinner plate, you know, by the time it's transported on ice.
Yes.
Goes through the distribution channels and it sits in a store, and you buy it and you take it home and so-called fresh fish, and it just doesn't taste very good. And, you know, grocery stores are the managers. Now there are exceptions, people that, you know, are reputable and experienced and knowledgeable. They know that when it's bad, you got to get rid of it. But there's a lot of problem around seafood counter managers that don't really understand fish that well. All they know is they want the best bottom line they can generate. And when you have to throw out fish, that's a waste. And so fresh fish will tend to sit in this display case longer than it should. Fish is really perishable, as you know. It's,
yes.
All those polyunsaturated fats are very vulnerable to oxidation. And that's what we know as fishiness and rancidity. So, generally about half of the seafood gets thrown out just because the fresh seafood gets thrown out. So the alternative is, You get this beautiful fresh fish and you process it, you flash freeze it right away, and essentially you're locking in that freshness. And you can thaw it out a year later if it's been packaged and stored properly. You can thaw it out a year later and it's going to taste like it just came out of the water. And we're very proud that we belong to this Trust Pilot program where all of our customers will get an opportunity to review their products. And we've got, I think, over 14,000, mostly five-star reviews. Trustpilot monitors over 300 food and beverage companies, and I was on there just the other day, and we're ranked number one out of about 380 food and beverage companies for satisfied customers. And every pound of fish we sell, every piece of fish we sell is either frozen or canned. So I when a chef tells me, oh, we would never buy frozen fish, I go, we wouldn't have been in business. We wouldn't have grown for 18 years if there was anything wrong with frozen fish. And if you read those reviews, it just, I never tire of reading about how people say, this is the best fish I've ever had. I'm just so excited to have access to, you know, great tasting seafood. And so frozen is definitely not to be avoided. You know, it's really, it's all a matter of how it's frozen. Today, the modern freezing technology, the packaging technology is such that if it's done properly, it's going to taste as good as if you just caught it yourself.
Well, we find this is true with vegetables as well. And in my handouts, educational handouts, I changed my information on frozen because it's the vegetables are usually frozen within 30 minutes of being harvested. And you're, you know, flash freezing the seafood very quickly, and so you're locking in the flavor and the nutrients, and that's why it tastes so good. Can you talk a little bit about what flash freezing means?
Basically, that just means that it's a combination of very cold temperatures and fans, so that the fish is just is exposed to super cold, intense freezing temperatures and freezes within, you know, just a very short time, a few minutes, as opposed to if you catch a fish, take it home, put it in your freezer, it might be a couple hours. And meanwhile, the cells and the meat can expand and break. And it's just the best method we found for preserving fish.
Yes, it certainly
heard,
is.
I heard somebody say that freezing is nature's preservative. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Well, I think that sounds really good. And we all know that seafood is good for the brain. Based upon the EPA DHA, DHA is an important part of brain structure. And our brain cells are replacing themselves. So we need to be cognizant of improving our cognition with seafood. And we are going to carry this conversation forward into our final segment. If you've just tuned in, folks, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break with more interesting information on the benefits of sustainable seafood with Randy Hartnell.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. We are having a wonderful conversation with Randy Hartnell, CEO and founder of Vital Choice Wild Seafood and Organics, and our subject is the benefits of sustainable seafood. We have covered a lot of ground today. Let's talk about the benefits, the ultimate health benefits from seafood. I think we should cover more of that, Randy. Can you do that for us?
I'm happy to do that. It's my favorite topic. You know, there's a hypothesis out there that humans, you know, we separated from other primates. We've got these bigger brains, and there's a lot of scientists growing evidence that this was made possible by a seafood diet. You know, our distant ancestors came from South Africa. I happened to be down there a couple of years ago and visited an archaeological site where they found evidence of people eating seafood 160,000 years ago, these big shellfish mens. And this would have provided them what not only the omega-3s, the EPA and the DHA, but 5 or 6 other brain essential nutrients. So iodine and copper and zinc and selenium. And you don't find these in terrestrial foods. So and we today still need all those things, but a lot of those are missing from terrestrial food. So seafood is not just, I mean, the omega-3s are absolutely important, as you mentioned earlier, critical. DHA is everywhere in our body. And in fact, I've heard people refer to DHA as the most valuable food product for humankind. And you only get DHA in seafood. And we can convert the kind that you get in vegetables, but we're really poor at it. And so it's unusual to have enough omega-3s if you're not eating any seafood. And most of the severe deficiencies that we find in people are among people that are avoiding seafood.
Yes, we find it extremely important in development and autism. I see children and adults with autism, and one of the most important supplements in that community is the omega-3 fatty acids. The omega-3 fatty acids are so critical. And I agree with you. You have to eat an awful lot of nuts and flax seeds to even come close. It isn't enough. And there are some humans who do not convert the precursor to EPA and DHA. They're a little bit like cats. They don't do it.
And there's the issue of all the omega-6s from all these vegetable oils, the seed oils that interfere with that. But that study I mentioned earlier, that the paper that's come out from all the scientists working on the dietary guideline project, they were clear to say, we didn't look at just omega-3s. This is not looking at people that are taking omega-3 supplements. This is looking at fish as a total nutrition package. So the B12, like all these other nutrients, it's a total synergistic package of nutrients. And I think that really gets lost. Omega-3s get a lot of headlines, but really it's fish is much more than that. Want to make sure. The other thing is, as I'm sure you know from all the work you do, interviewing people, it's this issue of inflammation. Inflammation, the silent inflammation, and I learned all this because I've gone to these scientific conferences for 18 years now and got to know a lot of the scientists doing this research, but chronic inflammation is at the root of pretty much every disease, what we call the diseases of aging. And at a conference I attended last summer, one of the Harvard scientists, the head of their lipid lab there, said that omega-3s are the master inflammation controller. And while the omega-6s that we're getting in all the processed foods promote inflammation, it's the omega-3s that can mediate it, but very few people are getting enough omega-3s to do that. So that's just one more benefit of fatty fish
and seafood. That is critically important because in Western cultures, our ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 is 14 to 1. 1 to 1 mm-hmm. is probably the top of safety, even going toward greater omega-3 intake than omega-6. Yet there are people who aren't really trained in nutrition who think that high intake of omega-6 is beneficial. And it's when it's excessive, omega-6 is pro-inflammatory. We need omega-6, but the excessive intake is the problem.
And one of the problems, and this is something I'm writing about in my book right now, is there are very charismatic, high-profile people out there, some people from Harvard that you may be familiar with, who continue to promote vegetable oil, continue to dismiss this issue of omega ratio, I think because they've been so on the low-fat, no-fat vegetable bandwagon for so long. They just I'd love to recommend a book to you and your audience. It's one of the most important that I've ever read for anybody that's interested in this topic. It's a woman named Nina Teicholz. Are you familiar with her, Dana?
She wrote a book
called Big Fat Surprise.
She spent
9 years writing this book, and it's just meticulously researched and referenced, and she's got an amazing range of endorsements. Everybody from The Lancet to Mother Jones to Wall Street Journal to it's just how we got off on the wrong track, thinking that we don't need fat. A saturated fat is bad, and so on and so on. It's just one of the best books I've ever read in the nutrition space. So I highly recommend that to your
listeners. I got my postgraduate education at the University of Maryland in their biochem, animal science, and human nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we learned, the importance of these good fats and the dangers with trans fatty acids. And I have lectured on that for 50 years. And I don't make things up.
Wow.
I am not a psychic. I knew the science. And it's appalling to me that 50 years of knowing how harmful and how it increases risk for cardiovascular disease 75%, and it gets into the brains of developing fetuses, and it changes brain structure. And being in the community of seeing people with autism, that is a risk factor. I went through the literature. It's a risk factor when mothers consume arginines. We knew that. years ago.
I think you will. You will love Nina's book. She's got a whole chapter. I think it's chapter 9 that discusses trans fats. She said it was actually 90 years from the time that they were launched in 1911 until we got around to banning them.
Yes,
it's 90 years, and in spite of, you know, and actually it was the same person who's been promoting vegetable oils.
Yes. Yes.
That really has helped get rid of them.
One of my colleagues, Mary Enig, and I have to, Mary Enig passed away, but one of
I knew Mary, Mary. She was one of my
professors, and she went all over the world trying to educate people and repeating this over and over. And the Institute of Margarine and Edible Oils, what I call the Margarine Institute, sat on the board of FASEB, which is a research journal, and they prohibited us from publishing the information that in the rat studies, the mother rats, their pups, they had a higher fetal death rate, and they wouldn't let us publish those words. So the industry had a chokehold. It's appalling that it happened. It's one of my pet peeves. I think you can tell that we have damaged our public. We have damaged the people in Western cultures by pushing a mutant plastic fatty acid. So there, I've said my piece.
Yes, no, you're going to love this book. It's just incredible. I have Know Your Fats right here, Mary's book. I met her at a Weston Price conference.
Yes, yes. And so Sally Fallon. Ago. We've had Sally on the show as well. We're really getting to the end of this show. We've covered so much. What would be alternatives, briefly, to people who don't like seafood?
Well, they're all the obvious ones that you're aware of, but the supplements, there are DHA supplements, lots of fish oils out there, but I really try to encourage people to take a close look at seafood, and because you're just not getting so many different critical nutrients, so many brain essential nutrients. There is a DHA algae supplement that people can take. We wrote an article. I have had people approach me over the years. My daughter's vegan. My husband's vegan. How can I get them to try fish? And so we wrote an article here a while back. It's the top 7 reasons even vegetarians should consider wild salmon. And it really addresses, wild salmon is such a unique fish because it only lives 2 to 4 years and then it dies. Just its natural life cycle. And 135 different species rely on wild salmon to sustain them. And anyway, we put an article together. It's on our website. It's called The Top 7 Reasons. If you Google that, you'll find it. And so I just, it's one of my missions in life is just to help to try to address people's misgivings about seafood, that we're fishing out our oceans, that it's all contaminated, that it's cruel or, you know, whatever. It just, no matter what a person's resistance is to eating seafood, I think. And I've converted people that have been vegans for 30 years. And the last thing I'll say on that is we have a lot of closet vegans and vegetarians that are customers. You know, they've been promoting this ideology for a long time, but now they're realizing that it
how
really
important.
Is a superfood. That, yeah.
Well, we're going to have you back on the show, Randy. We've covered a lot of good information, certainly not all the information you have to impart. Thank you for being here.
Really a pleasure, Dana. Thanks for the opportunity.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.